Hi, good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here. Dr. Dunn, thank you very much for the introduction. Colleagues, my role in this panel is briefly to tell the history of Gaudi's Sustainable Development Goals, where we come from, and what is the perspective. So, I don't have anything to disclose in terms of conflict of interest here. So the first thing I need to tell is that this year we are ending our 15 years of the Millennium Development Goals, which was one of the most important initiatives globally talk about the development. That started in 2000, finished this year in 2015. We just have in July the presentation of the final assessment of progress, and they are considered the most successful anti-poverty movement in the history of the humanity until now. Also, they are very inspiring, and they prove we can work together as a global society, and we can make many changes in terms of the when you can want to move the world in one direction or the other. The Millennium Development Goals, there are 8 Millennium Development Goals. We are responsible for 4, the health sector itself, and it's very specific. The new goals, as Dr. Daniel said, will be 17, and we are only one. But we are carrying on the Millennium Development Goals to the Sustainable Development Goals. So all the Millennium Development Goals and still is a gap on there, we can work on the Sustainable Development area. And there's some targets. We'll see that later. This is just to show you how some of them, particularly if you see maternal mortality, which is maternal health, is a very important challenge we have in the region, is going to continue as part of the target 3.1 in the new Sustainable Development Goals, just as an example. We do this to show you the how we progress in the region, as actually we did that very, I said before, is an important progress, but we still have these gaps, particularly in maternal mortality, we have this kind of problem still in the region. Another problem we have is the information itself. This graph here, I don't think you can see the details, but the blue is what the Health Metric Institutes report. The red is what WHO and the interagency group estimate for any of these indicators. And the orange is the one that the countries report for PAHO. And you can see the information is not always the same information. So we do have different data for the same thing. This, in this case, is maternal mortality. You can see how this doesn't go in the same direction. The other problem we also learned from the Millennium Development Goals process is how the information is good or bad or different from one country to other country. This is just an example. This is the 5, how we evaluate the information system. It's 5 important points: consistency, timeless, interpretability, accuracy, and coverage. And you can see that this varies very much from one country to another. So even if I talk about maternal mortality or infant mortality, depend of the countries and depend of who is telling the history is a different history. And that's we learn from the MDGs, and is a very important point in this new area of the SDGs, so we can address that. So as a conclusion from the MDG process, we know even we have some challenges, we made good progress. There are different sources of information which we need to address that to have a better understanding, a better analysis, and that can be more effective in our intervention. And we see this is a good opportunity now to enhance the capacity of information both at country level and also regional level. So we enter now in this new era, the year of sustainable development, the post-2015. So we have this big process, 15 years. We are a global society, can act together. We have a good success. How we build on that? So that's the whole history starting in Rio in 2012. It's called the Rio Plus 20, which was the evaluation of the Rio 92 conference, the Conference on Sustainable Development. And the UNDP presented this new proposal. They say, okay, So we learn about this process. We start in the 92 with this idea of sustainable development, three pillars, the environment, the social, and the economic. But we need to go a little further. So what UNDP proposed in Rio was to have, you see in the center, three basic principles that need to drive in the whole development process: human rights, equality, and sustainability. And that's a principle that needs to be everywhere when you talk about development. They also qualify the three pillars. So it's not only environment, but it's environmental sustainability. It's not only economic, but it is inclusive economic development. It's not only social, but it's inclusive social development. So they qualify and gave us a way to go. And also add another dimension, which is the dimension of peace and security, which is an important dimension for this time we live, and qualify some of the enablers. So after that was presented in Rio, the countries took over the process and say, you know what, this is very important and we want to direct this, we want to do this. So all the member states make the most, which is considered today the most inclusive and most participative process in the UN family. And that was the sustainable development post-2015 process. They have the group they call the Open Working Group. In September, 25th of September, was present the result of the Open Working Group on the Sustainable Development Summit in New York, which was a very energetic, important meeting with all the head of states, you know, promising to support implementation of this. And they have the 17 goals, as Dr. Daniel says. Goal of health is one of them, the number three, but it's extremely related to all the others. So actually, when you talk about development, we always see this as a package. So we cannot move one with another without the other. So most of them are really economic related, but you have some environmental related, some social related goals here. Health related, I think it's all of them, but mainly with some like poverty, hunger, and others. And that I won't go there because Kira will talk about that later. So this is the goal three and the targets. We have 9 targets in the goal three. And this, as you see, is a very comprehensive target, different from the MDG. They take all these communicable disease, including the neglected tropical disease, which was something that was out of the MDGs. They also consider the non-communicable disease, mental health, and well-being, which is also something the public health community asked for. They include drugs, alcohol, road safety, which is new, and that's a big challenge. Everybody is following this very close, and universal health coverage, which is the big call, where everybody is in. So that's another. And also the environmental part of that, the chemicals, the contamination, pollution, all this is also included in the goal three. So it's a comprehensive, very ambitious agenda. And they consider 4 means of implementation, which is my view is a little less than we need, but it's important. So they have the Global Tobacco Convention there, they have the medicines and vaccine development there, and they have also the financing, the health financing, which is essential for universal health coverage there, and also the national and global health security issues, which is another call from the public health community. So the Secretary General say this is a very nice goal, but when you deliver it, when you implement this, you need to have something in mind. And we need to have people in mind, we need to have the planet in mind, partnership, justice, prosperity, and dignity. So it's not only implementing it, but it's also implementing a way we are promoting this 6 very important message at the same time. If you are doing very well in road safety, but it's not really considered dignity or partnership or something like that, you're not doing what is aimed to do when you talk about sustainable development. Also, this is another important issue, is how we fund it, how we're looking for resources to make this implementation. This is a call not only for governments, not only for private sector or civil society, for everybody. It's everybody's business. Everybody needs to start acting right now. We need to act right now. And particularly in terms of funding, this is the big news. So is the source of funding should come from the government, but also from the private sector, both national or internationally talk. And this is a big challenge because you know today how this distribution and how this talk about the government and private sector goes, and that's a challenge we have ahead on this. So PAHO is not, this is not new for PAHO. We have been, the Minister of Health has examined this for the last four directing councils we have. In 2014, they have a round table. They examined what we have at that time. It's less than we have now, but it's very similar. And they say SDG is important. It's not only related to health. You need to take care of the other SDGs too. We need to do national consultation. We need to talk about that at country level. PAHO need to assist us. And we need to commit some political efforts and some budget to make it happen. Also, they ask it to have a particular set of indicators for the region looking for social inclusion. Health is a social inclusion instrument in this process. And they ask us to make a comparison. What we have in our strategic plan is actually the plan for all ministers of health, including the U.S. and Canada and all the ministers of health of the region, with the SDGs. And we did that. So we respond. We did this comparison. There are some, I think back there you have some of this book available for you can see that. And we are working with ZICLAC on the preparation of indicators. Indicators is a big issue now because it's 169 targets. So how many indicators we have? This is a discussion is going on and we'll finish next March. So we are focused on social inclusion in the region and work with ZICLAC, is the Commission for Latin America from UNDP. And also we are work very close with our collaborating centers to define the research needs for this big agenda. So where is the blind spot? So where is the information need? What needs to be developed to make it more happen? This is the publication we have there just to show. This is the comparison we did. So we have the targets. The first line, the first column is the targets of the SDG. And then we compare what we have in PAHO plan to do in the next 5 years. And I'm glad to report we are quite in line. So we only identify viral hepatitis, which is part of the SDG. And for us, it's not so specific, but has been correct, and now it is. Also, we take the advantage of this and develop one page for each of the issues that within each target. And what we have is in this page, what is this issue in the targets is about, what PAHO have, what the SDG have, what's the mandates, technical documents we have in-house, what's the indicators we have now, and what's the linkage, other resources are available. This means for facilitated dialogue at country level. Of course, this is not academic. This is a first step for start up the discussion at country level for the SDG 3, for the health sector, not for the intersectoral. That's something we are doing with Kira Vital. This is what I have to present to you, and thank you very much for the attention.
Thank you.